Yesterday, I went to the city with a group of colleagues, and we couldn't go further because there was a huge demonstration by Somalis against the incident. It has enabled Somalis to rally themselves together to protest violent extremism, to say that enough is enough. I didn't make it to the ground zero where the actual incident happened, because we were turned back less than 500 meters away. But we could tell from being there that the level of destruction was immense. Somalis are in a very somber mood. They're really disturbed by this incident. They consider it the worst bomb blast they have ever known, despite having had tragedies from 1991. And so this says something about the scale and the spread of this incident.
Mr. Lele, I wonder if you can tell us about UN support to the authorities there.
We got to know about the scale of the crisis on Sunday at around morning hours, when the government contacted us and contacted also the Africa Union mission. We quickly got together, discussed what could be done. And the first support that was given by United Nations and AMISOM, the AU mission here, was heavy equipment to remove heavy concrete that would most likely have been sitting on people that were still alive, and then removal of debris, cleaning of the site, recovery of bodies, saving lives that were still there, securing the place, putting order. This was the first initial assignment, including search and rescue. That has since moved on into support to saving lives. Many people have been evacuated to hospitals as far as Turkey, to Sudan, to Nairobi. Many patients in very many hospitals in Mogadishu. There has been a huge response to this tragedy. Several member states have sent in supplies and skilled personnel like Turkey, UK, US, Kenya, Qatar, Djibouti, several companies from Somalia, UN agencies themselves, medical supplies and essential equipment like for blood donation, like for body bags. ICRC has done a lot. It has been an emotionally draining incident for everyone, but it has also been a silver lining through it in the sense that it brought very, very many organizations and member states to work together in support of Somalia's leadership.
We understand that the UN too was affected by the blast.
Yes, that is entirely correct. We lost confirmed so far one UN staff member whom we had her commemoration today. It was a very somber mood. The special representative of the Secretary General presided over that somber event, and his two deputies who are assigned to Somalia. The colleague who passed away, her name is Vaisa Sheikh Mahmoud. She was the special assistant to the representative of UNDP to Somalia. She was described as many people put into one person. UNDP colleagues described her as the mother of the office, the mentor to the leadership team, the connector to the government. She wasn't very senior in her role, but her presence in Somalia made a big, big difference.
Mr. Lele, thank you so much for speaking to us. Is there anything further you would like to tell our audience about the UN's work there in Somalia?
Yeah, and then I can say when the name Somalia is mentioned, what people think of is distress, suffering, violence, terrorism, and the like. There is also another side of Somalia that we who are operating on the ground know, which is that Somalis are struggling and they are actually changing their lot. There are many new buildings coming up. Roads are being repaired. Businesses are being started. New innovations are being set up by young people. There is hope in Somalia, in fact. And we believe that it will change. That context will change. It will, however, require a little more time, a little more patience.